So you collected the sales tax at the register. It's not really your money. It's California's money you were holding. But two slow quarters ago, it went to rent and payroll instead. And now there's a CDTFA billing notice sitting on the desk, next to a new quarterly return that's also coming due.
That's the squeeze. And that's exactly the situation a payment plan is built for.
Okay, does the CDTFA even do payment plans? People assume state agencies are all IRS style.
They do. The California Department of Tax and Fee Administration accepts installment agreements on sales and use tax and the special taxes and fees. You request one through your online services account, or you work with the collector who's already assigned to your file. Two things run alongside it the whole time. Interest keeps accruing, and you have to stay current on every new return and every new payment.
Every new one, while you're paying the old one.
Two obligations at once. That's the part that catches people.
Before we go further, why is sales tax different? I owe the IRS, I owe the CDTFA. Feels like the same kind of problem.
It's not, and the reason is philosophical almost. Most CDTFA debt is money your customers already handed you. California treats it as collected funds you were holding for the state, not ordinary business debt. So the agency negotiates from a different posture. And there's a collection tool they have that no federal agency has.
Which is?
Your seller's permit. They can move to revoke it. And without a valid seller's permit, making taxable sales in California is unlawful. That's not a lien on a building somewhere. That's the business stopping.
Okay, that reframes the urgency.
It should. But collection doesn't jump straight there. It moves in stages. And a plan is available at every stage. Just on worse terms, the later you start.
Walk me through the stages.
Billing and demand notices first. Balance is growing with penalties and interest, and you can usually request a plan right from the online services account. That's the cheapest, quietest window you'll ever have. Then, assignment to a collector. A human now owns your file. Calls and deadlines start. Plans are still very much on the table, but expectations firm up. Then, a notice of state tax lien, which is recorded and public. Then, levies. Order to withhold on the bank, earnings withholding order on wages. Levies on receivables and card processors.
Card processors. That's the cash a retail business actually lives on.
Right, and then revocation proceedings on the permit. After notice and an opportunity to be heard.
Wait, back up on the lien. If a lien's already recorded, is the plan pointless?
No, a plan still stops escalation. But understand what it does and doesn't do. An approved plan generally stops new levy action while you stay compliant. It does not automatically undo a levy already served. And the CDTFA may still record a notice of state tax lien to protect its position even while you're paying.
Even while you're paying.
Even while you're paying. So if a bank order to withhold or an earnings withholding order is already in motion, you raise that immediately when you're negotiating the plan. You don't assume the plan quietly handles it.
What actually has to be true before they'll consider a plan at all?
Returns. All of them filed. The CDTFA will not carry a plan on an account with unfiled returns. So you file every missing period first, including zero sales returns for periods where you sold nothing.
Zero sales returns still have to go in.
Still have to go in. The full balance has to be on the table before they'll structure anything.
And length? How long can these run?
There's no single published maximum that applies to every account. What the article says is that plans clearing the balance within about a year are approved most readily, often with little more than a request through online services. Longer terms usually mean financial disclosure, so the agency can verify you're paying what your cash flow genuinely allows. And a longer term makes a lien more likely. Plus, you pay more total interest.
So there is a real trade-off between the monthly number and the total cost.
There is, and the article works it with a hypothetical. Gift shop, sole proprietorship, owes $8,900 across two past quarters. 12-month plan, that's $8,900 divided by 12. roughly $742 a month in principal, with interest on top of the shrinking balance.
$742. Okay.
But the register keeps running. Say the shop collects around $2,700 in new sales tax per quarter. That's about $900 a month you have to set aside and remit on time. So the real monthly obligation is roughly $742 plus $900, about $1,642.
$1,642. And stretching to 24 months?
Plan payment drops to about $371, so you're near $1,271 total. Easier on cash flow. More interest overall, and more likely to trigger disclosure and a lien filing.
Say the hard part out loud. What breaks these plans?
Not the plan payment, the current quarter. Most CDTFA plans fail on the new tax the business keeps collecting while it's paying down the old debt. And if you're on a prepayment schedule, higher volume sellers remit monthly ahead of the quarterly return, the compliance burden is tighter still.
Is there a fix, or is that just the risk?
The fix is operational, not paperwork. Separate bank account. Sweep the sales tax portion of every deposit into it the day it lands. Money you never see is money you can't accidentally spend.
That's the whole trick?
That's most of it. And if even with that discipline, the business can't cover both the plan and the current tax, that's a viability conversation to have early. With an experienced tax professional, before the CDTFA has it with you by way of a permit revocation notice.
One more. Business closes owing sales tax. Does the debt just end?
No. Under Revenue and Taxation Code Section 6829, the CDTFA can assess responsible owners and officers personally. That's a dual determination. Typically, people who controlled the money and knew the tax went unpaid. And sole proprietors and general partners are personally liable from the start.
So it follows you home.
It can. That personal assessment carries its own deadlines to contest, which is a separate fight from how you pay.
Last thing. When does somebody just do this themselves?
Honest line from the article. Returns all filed, balances a few thousand. You agree with the number? You can clear it in about a year. Request it yourself through online services. Don't pay anyone for that. Help earns its cost when a levy or revocation is already moving, or the balance came from an audit you might still contest, or you owe CDTFA and FTB and EDD at once. In multi-agency cases, the sequencing often changes the total more than any single plan's terms.
And an audit balance. That's different. How?
A payment plan resolves how you pay, not whether the number is right. If the balance came from a notice of determination, check whether your appeal window is still open before you agree to pay it.
Okay, next 24 hours.
Find the controlling facts on your most recent CDTFA notice. Account number, total balance, the periods it covers, and the response date printed on it. Then, gather your last four sales tax returns, every notice you've received, and an honest monthly number the business can pay on top of current tax.
And if you want someone to look at it, the free case review at claritytaxrelief.com or 888-825-7779. Penalties and interest post every month the balance sits.